This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
So when you guys think back to your dads, some of us still have our dads around, some of us don't. What's the one thing you remember that your dad did that nobody else did in the house? No, everybody farted in my family. No, not that. No, killed the spider. No, my mom could kill a spider. No. It was the jokes. My dad made the worst jokes. My mom never really made jokes. She wasn't very funny. I mean, she could make me laugh if she wanted to, but, you know, she really didn't joke around. She was always serious. You know, but Dad would make jokes, stupid jokes, you know? And so apparently there's an article going around on Daily Mail, The Ultimate Dad Jokes, where children are sharing hilarious pictures of their fathers who think they're very clever, but these are kind of stupid. So, like, for example, one girl wrote, "My dad got my sister a bar of soap because he said her attitude stinks." So there's a box with some soap in it because her attitude stinks. Yeah, I think that's cute. As a parent, I think that's just funny. See, even bad jokes, I think are funny. Remember I told you guys I was watching This Is Us? And the dad goes, "Why did the Bluetooth go to the dentist?" "Oh, I just messed it up. It was why the iPad go to the dentist, because he had Bluetooth." See, I love that stuff. Okay, then there's, I guess, a baby whose head looks like a kiwi. And so there's a sticker on the kiwi, so the dad put a sticker on his head. That's kind of cute. There's another dad picture where they're at the Sphinx, right, in Egypt, but you don't really see the nose. And the dad has a picture looking like he took the nose. You know that with the hand where you pretend to take the nose? Yeah. A dad who was painting the house put dork next to the window of his kid's room. I think that's brilliant. Then another dad, I guess, has on Instagram, "It's my daughter's first driving lessons, taking some precautions." And he's in a bicycle helmet. He's in a life preserver. I think it's great. "My dad asked if I wanted a Toyota for my 16th birthday. And I said, yeah. So he got me a toy Yoda." So a little toy Yoda. Yeah. All right. "My dad just moved to Tokyo. I asked for a picture of the view from his apartment. And I guess there's a big, Godzilla." This is so stupid, you know? "You have missed curfew. Do not knock or ring the doorbell. You may sleep on the patio. I have been generous this time and provided a blanket." Okay, well, those aren't jokes. Okay, so here are some real bad dad jokes. Because I know a lot of you guys are like, you know what? I now, you know, have people I need to entertain. And, you know, grandpas and grandmas, they want to, you know, seem funny. So here's some real dork daddy jokes, all right, from BuzzFeed. "What time did the man go to the dentist?" This is so stupid. "Tooth hurty." See, tooth hurt. Oh, that's funny. "I read in a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down." Ah, that's okay. "You're American when you go to the bathroom, and you're American when you come out. But do you know what you are while you're in there? European." Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Facebook is your feet. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. Okay. Okay. That's a good one. Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece. Oh, come on, that's funny. Want to hear a joke about a piece of paper? Never mind, it's terrible. I just saw a documentary about beavers. It was the best damn show I ever saw. If you saw a robbery at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness? Oh, come on, these are good. Spring is here. I got so excited I wet my plants. Okay, I'm not done. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. That's not that good. Okay. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One. Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water? Because it was a little horse. Cashier, would you like the... Cashier goes, would you like the milk in a bag, sir? Dad goes, no, just leave it in the carton. I'm sorry, I think this stuff is funny. I'm not done. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers? They said he made a mint. Okay, that's not funny. Okay, I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I didn't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day. Why did chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, they would be chicken sedans. Alright, what do you call a factory that sells passable products? A satisfactory. Kid, hey, I was thinking. Dad, I thought I smelled something burning. Oh, I don't like that one. That's stupid. How do you make a Kleenex dance? Put a little boogie in it. A termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here? I get it. It's tender, so he could eat it. Okay. That's a stupid one. Two peanuts are walking down the street. One was assaulted. All right, I think we're done. Are we done? All right, one more. Fast food worker goes, any condiments? Dad goes, oh, no, that's not funny. Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer? He couldn't see himself doing it. Okay, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this Me Too movement has brought up a lot of topics of discussion. One is, on one end, you have women who felt like they couldn't complain or tattle after they had sustained an assault, feel empowered now to be able to say something. And this Me Too movement allowed other women who had kept quiet, including myself, to, you know, feel like we're not alone. Even though I made a decision years ago to not say anything, and I'm going to just stay with it. No sense ruining someone's life now. But that's just me. That was my personal decision. For other people, they need to find closure, and I understand that. On the other end, with this Me Too movement, we've had a lot of casualties of some innocent people who didn't assault anybody, but who have gotten accused. And there's now, there's always been, but now especially, a lot of pressure on the accusee to prove their innocence. So you're guilty until proven innocent. And so states and countries are trying to grapple with, how do we make this a little easier? You know, I mean, I have two boys and I talk to them all the time about, you know, consent. And the one thing that confuses them, which confuses a lot of people, is if somebody does consent, but then a year or two later says they didn't, how do you prove their lying? You know, and we've had the talk, and I talk to many teenagers, you know, don't have sex, you know, when you drink. Don't drink, okay? If you are with somebody who appears to have been drinking, again, no, because they may not be, you know, completely coherent. But the big advice I give the kids is, can you just wait? Wait until you're married? Wait until you guys are actually in a very, very long, committed relationship so that it doesn't look like a one-night stand or an assault or, you know. And so, you know, my kids have basically, and I mean, if I believe them, decided that they're not going to be as rampant as they hear other people in high school be. And they're going to be a lot more careful. And so if they are not, you know, feeding me a plate of, you know, garbage, then hopefully I did my job. But there's a lot of people out there where they're like, okay, look, I, you know, how do we do this? She is asking me for sex. We are on a date. She is approaching me. She is hitting on me. She is being very forward. What do I do to protect myself? So I guess in Australia, there's a law that requires that all partners must say yes out loud. Now, I don't know if that includes some sort of video proof or, you know, contract that we could see as proof. But Australia is trying to clarify what consent should actually look like. So the new law states in effect that if you want to have sex, you must ask for it clearly and then hear a verbal yes back under new reforms announced by the New South Wales government in Australia. The state, which is on the east coast of Australia, Sydney's the capital, has placed sexual consent at the core of a strategy to battle sexual assault after a high-profile rape case seemed to show that the existing laws did not protect victims. So, there was a man named Luke Lazarus. He was acquitted of rape after a 5-year criminal legal battle, despite a jury and two judges, according to Yahoo, finding the woman, then 18, had not consented to sex with him behind his father's nightclub in 2013. The jury found the woman had not consented. The legal issue was if Lazarus knew she was not consenting. I guess both conditions are required to prosecute successfully under the current laws. Under the package, which also seeks to protect against sexual harassment in the workplace, a $1 million advertising campaign will teach people how to obtain a clear yes. The campaign will target young adults in bars and clubs via social media with messages like no means no, and silence is not a yes. Again, though, my issue is where's the proof? Somebody could say, I said yes, and I didn't. I mean, you know, you're not really taking out a phone and videotaping this type of stuff. So I don't think this solves a lot. I mean, I agree that we need to define consent better. You know, they say that when a woman says no, it means yes. No. And women, you got to quit saying, oh, no, oh, no. And then grabbing their hand and letting them continue. I mean, no means no. We can't be confusing these people. But on the flip side, how many times have we said no and someone didn't listen. So this is a very, very scary scenario for all parties involved. And I go, according to the Australian publication WIM, sexual assaults in New South Wales have risen. The latest figures reveal a 12% increase in victims in the last 12 months. More than 13,000 incidents were reported. So we are seeing a rise in sexual assaults. Now, why are we seeing a rise? Are we seeing more reported? I mean, with me and back in the day, you were embarrassed to say anything. And now, it's not as embarrassing. Women feel more empowered, and men, to say, look, this happened to me. Man, when I grew up, if you had anything like that happen to you, you were considered a used shoe. You didn't want to publicize it. You didn't want people to know. You kept it so quiet. You also didn't, and this was a big fear of mine, that if I said something, people would think that I was quick to accuse. So you just kept quiet. You kept quiet. And so what's really good about the Me Too movement now is hopefully that did away with you feeling that you would have repercussions. But on the flip side, when I hear that somebody was at a party, made out with somebody, and then years later go, oh yeah, he grabbed my butt. I mean, maybe she's right. Maybe she didn't want her butt grabbed and somebody just grabbed the butt. Or if she was making out with them, allowed his hands to rove, and then 2 years later want to say, oh, no, I didn't want that. These are things we need to nip in the bud. And so if I was a guy in this day and age, okay, I would wait. I would say, you know what, it's not worth it. You know, a 15-minute makeout session that may go to second or third base is so not worth my having my life and career ruined. And maybe this is the circle of life. You know, we used to wait till we were married. I mean, you know, we used to be a lot more conservative when it came to having sex or making out or whatever. And I understand there were, you know, some people did have sex, and I understand that, you know, the movies make it look like we were much cleaner than we were. You know, but maybe this is how things turn around. If the safest time to have sex is, you know, in holy matrimony, then maybe we're going to start to see more marriages. Maybe we're going to start to see, you know, people say no to those ladies that are, you know, jumping all over them. I don't want to go there. I don't trust you. And it's not that I don't trust you now. I don't trust you 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. If I ever make it big, I could be accused of sexual assault. Not worth it. For 2.5 minutes, no. Not worth it. And so it'll be very interesting to see if people start to avoid having sex. And for those women who were assaulted, that now feel empowered to say something, good for you. Okay, it helps the healing process. It's, you know, you have to be able to deal with it, and you have to be able to come to grips, so I'm for that. But if we have more and more people lying, I suggest we just go back to the way it was in the olden days. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Today's Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, held his weekly press conference. The Speaker was asked about President Trump's news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I understand the desire and the need to have good relations. That's perfectly reasonable. But Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
President Trump sat down with Fox News host Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. With Carlson, one thing he addressed was the border problem.
The Democrats want open borders, which is basically saying we want open borders, we want crime.
Why do you think they want that?
Maybe it's a political philosophy that they grew up with. Maybe they learned it at school. Maybe they're fools. I don't know.
And finally, former President Obama addressed global inequality today by saying he's surprised by how rich he's become over the years. The president was speaking in South Africa. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know how we tell you guys to take an aspirin a day? Well, we tell everybody to take the same dose of aspirin. Little baby aspirin once a day. Help prevent heart disease in men, stroke in women. And some of you are like, alright, so we all take the same dose. That same dose works for all of us. That's been gospel now for a while. I mean, it just, alright. Take the same dose. I get it. It doesn't matter if I'm 300 pounds, if I'm 150 pounds. We all take the same dose. Well, now they're saying, no, maybe it's supposed to be different strokes for different folks. And we may be putting people on the wrong amount. So a new study says that the amount of aspirin you take should actually depend on your body size.
if you take too little, you might not see enough benefits. If you take too much, you can do more harm than good. Now, this latest study comes out of Oxford, and it suggests that our daily dose should be based on our body size. I disagree. I don't even think it should be a weight issue. I think it should also be a race, a gender issue. I mean, our bodies are different. If our blood vessels are different, if we clog differently, women clog differently than men. African Americans' blood vessels may be thicker than Caucasians or Hispanics or Asians. So I think there should be a lot more factors taken into account. But you're not really going to see a lot of discussion on if you're black, you take this dose. If you're white, you take this dose. Again, I'm telling you, we may need to, you know, identify certain differences in our phenotypes that may benefit from different dosing. So this one dose or one size fits all approach, I don't think works, and neither do they. Professor Peter Rothwell from the Nuffield Department of University of Oxford says the several hundred trials of aspirin in prevention of vascular events have all tested a one-dose-fits-all approach. But it appears that this is not a very effective strategy and might sometimes do more harm than good. The researchers suggest that people with higher body size would benefit from a higher dose to see significant benefits. In contrast, those with a lower body size, like women or the elderly, could be harmed if they take the average standard dose and instead require a more moderate amount. So, the study revealed that higher prevention of heart attack, strokes, and cancer when patients took a dose decided by their weight compared to the standard low dose usually suggested, so it still worked. And by the way, the standard low dose aspirin, you know how we tend to take a low dose aspirin, that varies around the world. So the researchers found that a standard low-dose aspirin ranges anywhere between 75 milligrams to 100 milligrams a day. And then some places use 325 milligrams a day, taking an aspirin a day. Do you take a baby aspirin? Do you take a regular aspirin? So in an accompanying commentary, Professors Catherine Thiekin and Tylo Grosser of the University of Pennsylvania added that Rothwell and colleagues present provocative results with the potential to substantially impact public health. Clearly, further research is warranted to determine whether weight-adjusted dosing of aspirin should be incorporated into routine clinical care. So, daily aspirin is supposed to help lower risk of heart attack, especially in men. And if you've ever had a heart attack or stroke, we're going to recommend you take daily aspirin. But sometimes you can have side effects, such as heart bleeding, GI bleeding, irritation of the stomach lining. It could affect your kidneys. So let's talk about why aspirin is good. So aspirin interferes with your blood clotting ability. And so when somebody has a heart attack, many times what happens is there's a tearing of the wall of a blood vessel feeding the heart. Either the plaque rips off, etc. And so your body tries to stop that bleeding of the inside of the wall with platelets. So if you block some of your platelets, it doesn't make that plug, that seal, that could then later cause a blood clot. The other thing also is if your blood is a little thinner, when you do have clogged vessels, the blood may be able to slip through a little bit. So aspirin reduces the clumping action of platelets, preventing a heart attack, making blood a little thinner. So according to Mayo Clinic, you need to be on daily aspirin if you've had a heart attack or stroke. Hands down, you're at risk. If you haven't had a heart attack, but you have a stent put in to keep that coronary artery open. If you've had bypass surgery. If you have chest pain due to coronary artery disease. If you have angina. If you've never had a heart attack, but you're at high risk because family history, if you have diabetes, if you smoke, if you have high blood pressure, if you're a man over 50, a woman over 60, they're recommending it. For women, though, we don't technically say you're taking the aspirin for heart attack, more for stroke, but women will take it to prevent heart attack as well. So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends daily aspirin therapy if you're 50 to 59, but if you don't have increased bleeding risk, if you don't have a bleeding disorder, and if you have increased risk of heart attack or stroke of 10% or greater over the next 10 years. If you're 60 to 69 years old and you're not at increased bleeding risk and you have a high risk of heart attack or stroke 10% or greater over the next 10 years, you need to talk to your doctor about daily aspirin therapy. So, aspirin is not recommended by the FDA for the prevention of heart attacks. But it is recommended by the TASC Service, the U.S. TASC Service, U.S. Preventative TASC Service. And between organizations, like medical organizations, it varies. And the reason why is everybody wants to watch their butt. Everybody wants to cover their butt. They don't want to recommend you do something and then you bleed easier. So if we're blocking your clumping action of platelets, then what if you get into an accident? Are you going to bleed out? Well, a baby aspirin a day shouldn't do that. And the baby aspirin a day in America comes as 81 milligrams. But some people may need the whole 325 milligrams. So it depends on if you're taking it because you're at lower risk or you're at higher risk. They say if you stop taking your aspirin therapy, there may be a rebound effect. So if you've had a heart attack or a stent placed, stopping your daily aspirin therapy could be life-threatening. So side effects could be, you could be allergic to aspirin. Some people have aspirin allergies. Some people could have GI bleeding. Some people could maybe be at risk for a hemorrhagic stroke. We talked about this when they were deciding to maybe not recommend aspirin therapy. There were concern of, well, what if it causes a bleed to the brain? You could have high blood pressure, pop a little blood vessel, and then you could have more bleeding because you're taking the aspirin. I mean, again, it's a catch-22. For the most part, we believe it's safe. We even tell people to take an aspirin a day, and we think it works well. However, if you are on other medications, you got to be careful. Let's say you're taking anti-inflammatories or taking some ibuprofen. You got to be careful if you're taking aspirin. If you're taking heparin, a blood thinner, you got to be careful. Certain antidepressants, you have to be careful if you're taking aspirin. Some dietary supplements can increase your bleeding risk, according to Mayo Clinic, like bilberry, capsaicin, cat's claw, danchen, evening primrose oil, ginkgo, kava, mahang, and omega-3 fatty acids. So fish oil and aspirin could increase your risk. So these are things we need to think about. And again, right now, do not take daily aspirin unless your medical provider recommends that you do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, I want to talk about Hawaii. I guess, you know, the lava that is spewing out of the volcano has unfortunately injured a bunch of people on a tour boat. People are taking tours of the volcano. Not safe. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Coast Guard had to extend a safety zone around the Hawaii lava flows after a quote-unquote bomb hit a tour boat. So I guess a flying hunk of lava hit a tour boat and injured 23 people. The so-called lava bomb punctured the roof of a lava tour boat named Hotshot on Monday morning in Kapoho Bay, on Hawaii's Big Island, according to the Hawaii County Fire Department. Boats in Hawaii are already required to be at least 300 meters or 1,000 feet away from lava flows at all times, according to the Coast Guard, but certain commercial or research vessels were granted special permission to approach closer. These boats were allowed to be up to 100 meters, 330 feet away, and last week, the Coast Guard lowered that safety zone to 50 meters. Or 164 feet, according to Matthew West. But in the wake of the lava bomb injuries, the Coast Guard now says all boats must adhere to the 300-meter rule. And I guess Hotshot was one of the boats with special permission to approach closer. These lava tour boats have operated in the area for at least 20 years. So that's why it wasn't some guy going rogue. This was something that they do. They get as close as possible because they think it's just oozing into the water. Now, remember I told you that lava flowing into the water makes lase. And lase is a hydrochloric acid sort of a fume that gets spewed out as the lava hits the water. So you need to have a very healthy distance away from that. The Kilauea volcano had erupted back in May, sent smoldering flow of lava into residential areas on the Big Island. Kilauea still erupting as of Sunday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. And I guess in this video taken from the tour boat, the lava bomb, a loud noise could be heard, and then passengers began to scream. And a witness who saw the boat return said rocks were all over it. Some people had burns and gashes on their legs as they left the boat. One person had to be taken off on a stretcher. Hilo Medical Center said it treated 13 passengers, and another 10 with superficial injuries were treated on arrival at Wailoa Harbor. And of the 13 who were injured, 4 had to go by ambulance to Hilo Medical Center, according to Hawaii County Fire Department, and a woman in her 20s was in serious condition with a fractured femur. 3 others were in stable condition. This is according to CNN. A first responder to the scene relayed what happened to one woman in a call with emergency dispatch. A piece of lava flew toward the boat. She closed her eyes. The next thing she knew, she felt pain to her left leg and to her lower back. Aaron Walsh, who was on the boat with her boyfriend, told CNN affiliate that they were oohing and aahing at the scene until the lava bomb surprised everybody. She said, "I didn't even believe that this was coming toward us. We'd been watching it. It was so beautiful. Then it's like, oh, my God." So the passengers began screaming, trying to find cover, but there was nowhere to go. You're on a boat that's only so big, you just get pelted. There's no safe spot on the boat. They're lucky also that the boat didn't go through the bottom, sinking it. So everyone was trying to escape. So I just went to the middle of the walkway aisle, dropped to the ground, and was just covered in lava. It was so crazy. They say a witness on another lava boat said the explosion sent black sand everywhere and that the rocks on the boat's roof were red hot. They saw the glow on top of the boat. 50 rocks were on the boat, including 3 about the size of basketballs. The witness's boat approached a high shot to help. Everyone was screaming and crying. And as you can see on the pictures, the lava bomb left a large hole in the boat's roof. Now, railing was damaged as well. Now, you know, when people hear this, you see them on social media going, well, duh, your fault for being there. Not exactly. You know, I mean, I don't like to blame people for being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because think about it. I looked up flights to Hawaii just to see for poops and giggles how much it would be to go to Hawaii. Round trip is $750. So we can't afford it. Trying to take a family of 4 to Hawaii. $750. That's ridiculous. Okay? So let's say somebody does pay that. They're like, you know what? We saved up all year long for a vacation. We're going to do it. And then you have a $250 to $300 a night room, which isn't at the fanciest of places. And you hear that there's a historical volcano going on. I don't blame tourists for wanting to see it. And then there are actually boat tours advertising, yes, we do tours of the lava. Absolutely. Come and check it out. We keep a safe distance. I mean, I don't blame them. You know, it's not entirely their fault. You know, when we went to Hawaii years ago, we had a friend who had a plane, so he flew us over the volcanoes over Hilo. And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful to see it. And it was, you saw the glow, etc. But, you know, we did, and to come to think of it, I guess we did take a risk because if it was going to be active, it wasn't. This is just something that it just had done for years, so we didn't think twice of it. But I can understand how a tourist would want to check that out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mandalay Bay owners are suing victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. This is just coming up on our feed. Corporate owners of the Mandalay Bay Casino filed suit against the victims of last year's mass shooting, claiming it has no liability for the massacre. MGM Resorts International went to federal courts in Nevada and California and took on more than 1,000 shooting victims, saying claims against the hotel giant must be dismissed. Plaintiffs have no liability of any kind to defendants, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Las Vegas lawyer Robert Eglet, who is representing several victims, told the paper that the hotel's unusual action is a preemptive strike to get the cases heard in federal court instead of state court. Eglet said MGM must believe it has better chances of victory in a federal case. They say the MGM lawsuits are a blatant display of judge shopping and, quite frankly, verges on unethical, according to Eglet. He said, I've never seen a more outrageous thing where they sue the victims in an effort to find a judge they like, he accuses them. He says it's really sad that they would stoop to this level. Now, an MGM spokeswoman said Monday of the company's lawsuits that the federal court is an appropriate venue for these cases and provides those affected with the opportunity for a timely resolution. Years of drawn-out litigation and hearings are not in the best interest of victims, the community, and those still healing. So, this is a cluster. What happened at Mandalay Bay? By the way, if you've ever been to Vegas, the Mandalay Bay Hotel is a favorite because it has the most amazing pool. It has a wave pool. It has a lazy river. The rooms are beautiful. Great food, beautiful view up at Foundation Room. The Mandalay Bay is a local favorite. It's exquisite. It's a great place on the Strip. Located in the south part of the Strip, it's a phenomenal place. Unfortunately, it offered a venue for a mass shooter, although I still think there might have been multiple, to knock out two windows and shoot at a bunch of people while they were watching a concert. And so, obviously, victims, we have over 1,000 shooting victims, want to sue the company that owns Mandalay Bay, which would be MGM Resorts. And Stephen Paddock, on October 1 last year, allegedly shot out the windows of his 32nd room floor and opened fire on fans below attending the Route 91 Harvest Musical Festival. 58 people had been killed that day, more than 800 wounded. Now, they say by the time cops stormed his room, Paddock had already killed himself, and his motive for mass murder remains a mystery. This, again, confuses the heck out of us. Again, the two windows were, I don't understand why he would run from one window back and forth to another. It makes you think there was somebody else in the room. And I guess when he was found, they say his laptop had the missing memory card. The memory card was taken out of it. So it just thinks of somebody else being there at the time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong.
seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.